I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Gallant Views Daily News Update for Thursday, the 2nd of March 2023. My name's Colin, and I'll be giving you all the Rangers news from the last 24 hours. It's Friday Eve, only 2 days until we're back at Ibrox. Long overdue. It's been a long week. It's always a long week without any midweek Rangers games, but even longer when it's off the back of a defeat and you just really want to get going. But we're nearly there, folks. It's nearly the weekend. We'll have the Rangers press conference today, and then we just need to get through Friday, and then we'll be back at Ibrox. Just before we get into the news, one last another call to arms that from next week you can become a member and subscribe to the podcast for just £1 a month. It's 25 pence a week to keep on getting your daily news shows and other additional content. The links are already up for Acast and Anchor. Acast is where you most likely get your Apple subscription, and Anchor will provide the Spotify subscription. The YouTube members page will be up shortly after this news update lands today. So a fair bit of Rangers news to get through, starting with the club announcing that James Sands' loan has ended early and he's returning to New York City FC. So we signed James Sands on an 18-month loan last January, and he's went on to make 41 appearances. Rangers did have an exclusive option to buy at the end of the loan, but I think it's been decided it's best for all parties that he moves back for the start of the MLS season. So Michael Beals came out and said, "I would like to thank James for his time at Rangers. He was a well-liked player in our squad and I enjoyed working with him on a daily basis. I believe he will go on to have an excellent career. The opportunity to return to New York City AFC for the start of the MLS season, where he will be a key player in the squad, was something that we felt was correct for all parties." I bear no ill feeling towards James Sands. I'll be honest, I know right now there's a lot of anger, a lot of frustration at certain players in the squad for the support, and I think that's more to do with how the season's panning out more than anything. But if you look at James Sands, a 21-year-old, he's come in, he's been playing out of position for most of it, and where he's at in his career, he's not what Rangers need. We need somebody to come in and carry the midfield, and I think he'd be a very good supporting option in a more settled side, but it's just probably not the right time for him. I think there is a player there, but he's definitely not what we need. So I think it's right that we move him on. But for the player himself, I think he'd done us a turn at times. He was flung into the deep end. He was playing out of position. He was playing at centre-half alongside Leon King, and expected to lead lead the defence in some big games, including the Champions League, and he stood up to it and tried to do his best as he can. I think with attitude and how he applied himself, he was a very good professional. But it's just maybe right club, wrong time. I think he'll go on to have a very decent career. So all the best to James Sands. He absolutely gets my thanks and the very best of luck, even though he's at the same time, I don't think he's what we need to get 56 over the line. So all the best to him. What is very pleasing to see, however, fair club level, is we're starting to make the decisions now instead of the summer. So I spoke yesterday when we were talking about the Kevin Mantilla transfer speculation that Rangers need to start looking at the ins and outs now. It's too big a job to wait to the 1st of June to start making moves. And that's not just to try and get players in, that's to try and get players out. So we've reviewed the James Sands situation, decided next season that he's not part of the plans, so we've made the decision now. And that's what we need to be doing. If there's players that aren't going to be there next season, we need to decide that now and start looking to line up their next move, whether that be your Scott Wright or your Kemar Roofs or whoever we decide isn't going to be there next season for whatever reason. Now is the time that we start making the inroads. Another potential inroad, but the other way, for a player potentially coming into Ibrox, Greek journalist Georgios Sideridis says that Rangers are looking to make a move to sign Panathinaikos midfielder Dimitrios Kerbelis. I'm very chuffed with myself how I pronounce those two names. Dimitrios Kerbelis is out of contact at Panathinaikos this summer, and the Greek journalist Sideridis reckons that Rangers are going to be looking at Kerbelis as the replacement for Ryan Jack, should Ryan Jack move on in the summer. So, 29-year-old, he's a Panathinaikos captain. He's got 30 caps for Greece, including 7 last year. I think a very similar player to Ryan Jack. He can be a bit of a battler in the midfield, just going on what I've been reading this morning. Only thing is, he has been plighted with the odd injury or two over the last few years, so it makes sense that Rangers will be looking at him. Of course, that's fucking top of our parameter list when we look at a signing. But I think, by the sounds of it really depends on what the Ryan Jack situation is and what Jack and Beale decide. I think there's maybe a wee bit more in this interest. I think when local journalists are specific about the Rangers' interest instead of the Daily Record, for example, saying that Rangers and Celtic are interested in a player, it seems to carry a wee bit more weight. So we'll wait and see, and if anything comes out of that over the next few weeks, we'll let you know on the Daily News update. Mark Haley has been speaking about the aftermath of Sunday and the position of Rangers in general over the last 10 years and post 55. So he was speaking to Grosvenor Sport and he said, "The Rangers supporters have been let down again and they deserve better. The backing the fans have given Rangers since the dark days of 2012 has been nothing short of remarkable. Unprecedented really in world football. They expected more and they deserve more after the title win in 2021. Of course, Rangers have won the Scottish Cup last year and reached a Europa League final. But they have fallen behind Celtic again. They need to retain the cup, otherwise it's another backward step." When asked about the impact the current board are having, he's went on to say a few things there. He said, "Steven Gerrard delivered the most important title of recent times, and a man of his pedigree doesn't rest on his last act. That's why he stayed at the very top for so long. He wasn't satisfied with one achievement, and if you haven't got a board that is compatible to a manager, then that relationship is going to break. And it did. Steven needed to strengthen after 55 to try and get into the Champions League. He wanted to go to the next stage. He wanted the backing, and he didn't get it, and that's why he left for Aston Villa. I think the board have done remarkably well over the period, but they are custodians of an institution. when you're in that position, you need to know when you have done your bit and you can't take it any further. You have to know when the time is right to let others come to the fore and make a club what it wants to be and what it should be. So, quite a bit there for Mark Haley on the board, and I think he's hit the nail on the head. I've always thought that way. Key figures at boardroom level or even the managerial position, that it is horses for courses and there is only so much that your skill set can do. More often than not, I would hate for guys like Douglas Park and John Bennett and others at boardroom level. If we're being honest, they have had an impact on the club getting back to the Premier League and getting 55 over the line. Absolutely, I think Moses put most of the credit towards Dave Kine, but these guys have had their impact and they have done their bit.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We're very quickly getting to the stage that what they've done afterwards is overshadowing the good that they've done, in my opinion. And again, I know this is probably not one for the Daily News update. It's an hour-long podcast in itself, the impact of the current board. But in my opinion, I think the complacency we've seen and, yeah, probably the lack of cohesion with the support, that is starting to... be what we seen them most responsible for, other than the good they got to get in 55 over the line. So maybe it is time for the shake up. I mean, you get that at the manager level as well. If you look at Steven Gerrard, he was absolutely the man to get his 55 and rebuild that winning squad. I don't think Steven Gerrard would have done quite as well winning the Scottish Championship. We needed somebody like Warburton to come in and be able to get players that are, you know, a lesser calibre over the line and playing well together. It's horses for courses. We say it for players. It's the exact same when it comes to managers and boardroom level. Different people will have different jobs and different skill sets to those jobs. Back on to Mark Haley. He was speaking about the team selection on Sunday and he said, "I was surprised Nico Rashan didn't start for Rangers. Fuck Mark, so were we all." John Lundstrom has not been the same player this season and he's been carrying an injury. When he's on his game, he carries a presence. He puts his foot in and makes runs forward, but he hasn't done any of that this season. He looks ponderous. Understand Michael Beale has gone with experience, but you could see the difference when the Belgian came on. There was more energy when he and Todd Cantwell were introduced. The Rangers starting 11 had 7 players in it that started the 2019-2020 final against Celtic, and Ryan Jack came on to make it 8. Celtic, meanwhile, only had Cal McGregor from that game and an entire squad. That's the difference. You have to turn things over. Keep things fresh. Fans don't see it that way, though. When you're in the final, you need to win it by hook or by crook. So, no too much more that he said about Sunday that we've not already said at one point or another on the pod, and I'm pretty sure we all really feel the same. So, no, some interesting words for Mark Haley. I think he always speaks quite well, speaks sense. Whether you agree with what he always says or not, I think there's always a good bit of rationale behind his comments. Any further Rangers news? A couple of updates for the other Rangers teams. Rangers B team, their game against they're playing Cumbernauld Colts at Dumbarton this Saturday, and they've changed the kick-off time from 3 p.m. to 12 noon. The reason being, the club, I want to make it easier for supporters who want to attend both the B team game and the first team game at Ibrox. So if you're planning going to that, or you were thinking about going, it's now at 12 noon at Dumbarton, and then the game will finish, what, back at 2, give you time to make your way towards Ibrox. On the Rangers youth setup, the Rangers under 18s are playing in the Scottish Youth Cup semi-final against Hamilton Accies, and Rangers have announced that this game will be played at Ibrox. So the young Gels have lifted the last two trophies in the Youth Cup final, and they're one step away to making a hat-trick at Hampden. They've already beat Stirling Albion, Hibs and Motherwell in the previous rounds, so you can get along and see them in the semi-final against Hamilton Accies at Ibrox. The game will be Friday the 17th of March, and it'll be a 7 p.m. kickoff. Tickets will be priced at £6 for adults and £2 for concessions. Any MyGels concessions and B team season ticket holders, you'll get in free of charge, and you'll get one MyGels point for MD that attends to the match. But it'd be good to see the young players. There's quite a good bit of talent in there. Obviously, we've been speaking about Callum Adamson the last few days. He is a key figure in there, albeit he's likely to move on. But obviously, it'd be good to see how they're getting on after the return for the Mohammed Six tournament in Morocco. So Friday night football, you can't beat it. £6 to get in. Friday the 17th of March, 7 bells, folks. Last bit of news is just an update on the Rangers women team and how they got on last night. They scudded Partick Thistle 5-0 at Broadwood Stadium. Goals from Emma Watson, Jodie McCleary, Kayla McCoy and Jenny Danielson getting two. So a comfortable Rangers win, as Malky Thompson, he made 7 changes to the team who lost against Celtic 3-0. Malky Thompson said, "We created some of our own problems tonight in terms of the speed of play. We were slow to try and work the ball, and I thought we could have been a bit more crisp. We spoke about that at half time, and to be fair, in the second half, they came out and reduced the number of touches on the ball. They put a bit more pace on the passing, and it culminated in us creating more chances and getting 5 goals. This team has proven that when they get on top and when they get goals, it puts a calmness about them. Getting the second goal was vitally important because it then gave us the platform to go and build there, and they managed to do that, and we had some great goals." He went on to say, "It's part of my job at the club that we develop players from the youth and give them opportunity. Laura is a good player. She plays well in advance of her years, and we know what she's capable of. It's about trusting her and not putting her into an environment where she can't handle. But I think you can see tonight she definitely can handle that, and the experienced players helped her as well." So on the changes that he made, there was quite a few young players coming in. Laura Berry being one of them. So that's good to see. Good to see there's a bit of grit about Malky Thompson and making so many changes after getting beat 3-0 to Celtic, and quite a bit of constructive criticism even after winning 5-0. So that's the kind of attitude we need to see to get more trophies for the Rangers women team. They now face an away trip to Spartans on Sunday to hopefully build on this momentum in the league. So that's everything for me today, folks. There was quite a few bits to get through there, so hopefully that sees you through your lunchtime at work or your way to work today. We'll be back tonight at 8:30. Mason, Chris and David T will be joined by Andy, making his pod debut. So for anybody watching the live stream, be kind to the boys tonight, and we'll be previewing the Kilmarnock game. Tomorrow afternoon, the second part of the top 10 players from the journey will drop. Myself and Davey P running through position 6 right to the top spot, and who was the listeners' best player or top player from the time in the World Leagues. That's everything from me. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for the news update. Thanks for listening, folks. Take care.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.